very good friend of mine, Liam Connolly. And Liam is a great man for the women. That's the singing. He's a great man for the ones that sing. And he'll shoot me when I get out there again. But he's a Jennifer Rush fan. I think he's a Diana fan as well. Of course, he's also an Olivia Newton-John fan. I have to play one or two of them every week before he goes to bed. You know, he wouldn't go to bed if he didn't play it. So I hope you enjoyed them. Liam, double dose there from Diana. And, of course, from herself, Jennifer Rush. Well, hands up all those who say that's ABBA. Well, you're wrong. That was actually Sweet Dreams from 1974. That was number 10 for them. It's Honey, Honey. I know that was an ABBA song, all right, but they had actually the single. I was just checking when the song was on. Actually, ABBA, I don't think they released it on a single, but if they did, it wasn't a hit anyway. Right now, we're coming to our big event of the night, and that's for a very good friend of mine. She's making her, well, I wouldn't say making her stage debut. She's a very well-known singer. And choral societies around the country, I'm sure they'd know it, but the vice must be gone lately, because she said to me she's taken up a new occupation, whatever, a new you know, whatever it is, and she's going to start stripping, and that's of course Sheila Kearns there, and her stage name from now on will be Queenie the Stripper, you know. And she just asked me, she said she'd give us an idea of what it's all about tonight. So if you just tune up your radios and just take a look into the speaker, and you can see this first time ever, and this is Queenie the Stripper. Yeah, and of course, Krista Berg will back her there. So away you go, Sheila.
Says, oh Lord, I'm so terribly bored. I really can't stand it anymore. I'm going out to dinner with a gorgeous singer to a little place I found down by the quay. Her name is Patricia. She calls herself Delicia. And the reason isn't very hard to see. She says God made her a sinner just to keep fat men thinner as they tumble down in heaps before her feet. They hang around in groups like battle-weary troops. One can often see them queue right down the street. You see, Patricia, or Delicia, not only is a singer, she also removes all her clothing. For Patricia is the best stripper in town. And with a swing of the hips, she started to strip to tremendous applause. She took off her drawers and with a lick of her lips, she was arrested, and everyone detested the manner in which she was exposed. Later on in court, well, everybody thought a summer run in jail would be proposed. But the judge said, Patricia, or may I say, Delicia, the facts of this case lie before me. Case dismissed! This girl was in a working club, and with a swing of her hips, she started a strip to tremendous applause. She took off her drawers, and with a lick of her lips, she undid all the clips, threw it all in the air, and everybody stared. And as the last piece of clothing fell to the floor, the police were yelling out for more. On a Saturday night in 1924, on a Saturday night in 1924.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed this beautiful feast. Things there, that was of course Patricia the Stripper, that was Alias, I think, and Rosemary Rogers, actually, that was and Queenie the Stripper, the two of them, they're a duo of strippers, and Queenie and Patricia, that was Sheila Kearns and her daughter Rosemary Rogers. And if you want to book them for anything, parties or anything like that, you can just give us a ring here on 052-247-33, and I'll pass on the message there, and I'm sure they'll be only too delighted there. Actually, I think the fees, they're very reasonable.
Get You're in tune with Premier County Radio. It's Brendan Kenny bringing back the memories.
Say got a letter that told how Billy died that day. The letter said that he was a hero. She should be proud he died that way. I heard she threw the letter away.
Well, that was, of course, number one in 1974 for Paper Lace there. Billy, Won't You Be Here. And before that, you had The Crystals, He's Sure the Pie I Love. Right now, I'm going to play a song, and this is from Ricky Nelson. I'll play this for Michael and Mark, because I know Michael is a mad Ricky Nelson fan. But I was just reading something about Garden Party, actually, is the name of the song. And this is a hit in 1972 for him. And but around this time, actually, in I think it's around the 1st of late October in 1971, Ricky Nelson was booed when he performed new material at an oldie show in Madison Square Garden, New York. And he was booed off the stage, actually, because he tried all these new material and the fans didn't like it. And as a result, he wrote this song, Garden Party, which reached number 6 in the USA and reached number 41, I think, over here. And sample verse of the song is, if memories are all I'd seen, I'd rather drive a truck. So see what you think, and the full story is in the song.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, and a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name, no one read recognize me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da da, la da 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 da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. Heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da, la da da da. Someone opened up the closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring in a bell, and looking like he should. Gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, so you got to please yourself.
Well, that was Ricky Nelson with said garden party. And as I said before, that was a story about when he was booed off the stage in Madison Square Garden, New York, around this time, actually, 1971. Of course, Ricky Nelson, he was killed, tragically killed, I think it was on the 1st of January 1986 in a plane crash, and a sad loss. If a man can just go home after that and write a song like that, and I'm sure he was a genius. I remember seeing, there was a television show about a month ago, and he was playing all his own hits, so I say he must have learned his lesson well, and all the old ones, he played them back. And I said before, that was for Michael O'Mara, who's a mad, he's a really into Ricky Nelson in a big way. Right now I'm going to play a song, and I got this tape in, actually, just handed in to me there, and it's from Sheila Kearns. As you know, there's a lot of phone calls in for Sheila and Rosemary there, but Sheila handed me up this tape, and she said, play this, as I played so many requests for a lot of other people, why don't I play this one for myself? So I'll just have to bear with you as well, I didn't hear it yet either.
Hey fatty boom boom, a sweet sugar dumpling. Hey fatty boom boom, let me tell you something. No, not because you're so big and fat, don't believe I'm afraid of that. Self-praise is no recommendation, I'm looking for creation. Hey fatty boom boom, sweet sugar dumpling. Hey, Fatty Boom Boom, let me tell you something. To me that look like most on a $1 bread. I wouldn't stop trying till I drop down dead. Never let your big size fool you. The cooler day of the cool.
For me, Fatty Bum Bum. My God, a bit like at you, Sheila, there. But, well, I hope you all enjoyed that one. That was especially for myself. And I said there was a message in there somewhere. Right, we'll keep on with the music anyway.
First, the tide rushes in, plants a kiss.
search to find wealth and fame. I hear Martha has gone and changed her name. It's a year since she was here, Kentucky bluebird. Down the train, Martha promised she'd soon be coming back. Oh, tell her how my heart just breaks in two since she journeyed far. And even though her dreams of fame fall through, to me she will always be a star. Spread your wings for New Orleans, Kentucky bluebird.
Adam Faith with Message to Martha, and before that you had the Righteous Brothers of Ebb Tide, and that was a hit for them in 66. And of course Adam Faith there, he'd a hit with that in 1964, and that was especially for Pat and Martha Sheen from Featherton. I hope you enjoy that one. No, Pat, he listens in there. Now I'm going to say hello to John Ryan, and John, I think this one it suits you.
But a little boy, my father said to me, come here and learn a lesson from the lovely lemon tree. My son, it's most important, my father said to me, to put your trust in what you feel and not in what you see. Lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
Beneath that lemon tree one day, my love and I did lie. A girl so sweet that when she smiled, the sun rose in the sky. We spent that summer lost in love beneath that lemon tree. The magic of her laughter hid my father's words from me.
Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
One day she left without a word.
away the sun. And in the dark she left behind, I knew what she had done. She done left me for another man. It's a common tale but true, a sadder man but wiser now. I sing these words to you. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that one from Judith Durham and the Seekers, the original Seekers. That was, of course, for John Ryan. Well, what do you think about this one? It's a famous hit for Tin Lizzy, and this is their version of it.
I went a walk on Kilgarra Mountain. I spy Colonel Pepper and his money he was counting. I rattle out my pistols and I drew forth my sabre. Grindstand and deliver, for I am a bold deceiver. Mushering and da. Whack all the daddy-o, whack all the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. The gold and silver coins, they look so bright and shiny. Oh, I took them home straightway and I gave them to my Molly. She vowed and she promised that she never would deceive me. But the devil's in the women, oh, you never can believe them. Mushering and down. Whack all the daddy-o, whack all the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. But when I awoke between 6 and 7, the guards were all around me in numbers odd and even. I reached for my pistols, but alas, I was mistaken. My pistols had been fired, and a prisoner I was taken. Mushering and down, whack all the daddy-o, whack all the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. They put me in the jail without judge or right for robbing Colonel Pepper, oh, on Kilgarra Mountain. But they didn't take my fists, so I knocked the sentry down. And bad farewell to the jail in Sligo town. Mushering and down, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Some people take delight in fishing and in bowling, oh, others take delight in their carriages a-rolling. But I take delight in the juice of the barley and courting pretty girls till the morning so early. Mushering and down-da, whack all the daddy-o, whack all the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Mushering and down-da, whack all the daddy-o, whack all the daddy-o, there's whiskey, a whiskey in the jar.
Told you lately that I love you. Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you. miss you. When the stars are shining in the sky, have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. My world would end today if I should lose you. I'm just no good without you anyhow. This heart would break in two if you refused me. My darling, I'm telling you now.
Well, have I told you lately that I love you from the one and only Jim Reeves, of course, and sure, I remember that. Let's hello now to Dermot Prendergast and Kenneth Egan, and also a very special hello to John Williams, who's listening at the moment. Over to you, John. We're going to play this one, and sure, it is well before your time, but I think it dates from around 1961.
I wanna go home where I belong, 'cause now I'm just alone. What can I do? What can I say? I'm a lonely teenager. Now I'm 17, still alone, wondering if I should go home or maybe stay out on my own. I'm a lonely teenager. I'd love to go back home. Just stay out of sight. I wanna go home where I belong, 'cause now I'm just a lonely teenager.
I wanna go back home, just let me go back home.
I'd love to go back home where I belong. I know I'll be alright if I stay out of sight. I wanna go home where I belong, 'cause now I'm just a lonely teenager.
I wanna go back home,
lonely teenager.
Oh,
wait till my Bobby gets home there. Right, it's come for me to say goodnight. And until next Sunday from 2 to 4, I'll be back again. My name is Brendan Kenny. And of course, I'll be back next Tuesday night again at the same time from 8 to 10. With plenty more memories from the 60s and the 70s. But wait up now. John Savage is coming up and he'll have plenty of other good music right until 12 o'clock tonight. So for me, Brendan Kenny, I say goodnight. God bless. Until the next time.